pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah. What up, Will Porter's in the building. Zoned out in the building.
What's the deal?
What's the deal,
what's
man?
Good? Chilly. Not much, man. Just enjoying this beautiful day here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a crazy week in New York. Today's topic, we got my homegirl, Monica S. Martinez, on the way. She's a erotic poet. She's like a online radio personality. She owns a bookstore here on 110th, and they do a lot of poetry. They do a lot of events. They sell a lot of books, of course, novelties. And so she's very talented, man. She definitely gonna spit some shit for y'all.
I think she's online. I'm not sure. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, yep, she's here.
I'm here.
This Monica.
I am.
Monica.
Yes.
Monica, what's good?
Hello.
How's the queen of erotic poetry doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. Just maintaining, you know, beautiful day. We got this topic today, sex toys in the bedroom. You know, I figured I'd bring it up since you're here tonight, you know?
It's my specialty, yay.
Yeah. Lex, what's good, bro?
Yeah, I'm here live, zoned out. You know what I mean? Quarter, whatever it is, man. I've been having a long day. Kind of crazy, hot and cold. But, you know, we're here. Everything's beautiful. Thanks to God, a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hi, Miss Martinez.
Hello.
How you doing, Monica? So, explain to me, what's going on with these sex toys, man?
Well,
are you promoting them?
How am I promoting them? I own a
company. Yeah.
Called Tantalizing Productions. So, and the company opened in 2004, where we educate women and couples how to bring spice into their bedroom, and also for the single ladies how to do solo play.
Okay. And how long you been writing the erotic poetry? Like, 'cause I had the opportunity to hear you, and you tore it down, but like, you sound like you're a veteran, man.
I actually just got into the scene probably about 2-3 years ago, but I've been writing since I'm, like, young. Not erotic,
okay.
Though.
Not erotic.
I started writing erotic stuff when I was probably in my 30s because I was, like, sexually repressed back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What made you feel, like, not sexually depressed?
My husband actually pulled me out of that shell. He made it very comfortable for me, taught me that sex wasn't really dirty and that I can be everything he needed me to be in the bedroom.
Right.
Having to cheat on me, right? So.
Right. True story. Do you feel some men feel intimidated by women that are, like, sexually free?
Absolutely. I mean, I had a relationship prior where I was taught that sex was extremely dirty, that I wasn't allowed to come on to my partner because only whores did that. So I kind of just repressed.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to kind of repress.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, I mean, you know, different men have different issues for whatever reason. You know,
right.
Depends on their home bringing, I think, from their moms and what kind of relationships they had with their moms.
Right. And the toys, definitely the women are the majority of your customers, right?
No, actually, you'd be surprised. I have equally amounts of men coming in to satisfy their partner a little more just to bring up the spice level.
Okay.
It's about the same. I mean, you know, we're not here to replace anyone by any means.
Right.
All I'm here to do is just enhance it and make it more pleasurable in the bedroom for you and your partner, or, you know, for the single lady who just doesn't want to put herself out there.
Right.
So it's all about educating.
Right, and then the book business is going good, right? I see a lot of people buying books, a whole lot of different authors in there. How's that going for you?
That portion of the store, you know, aside from the boutique portion, I work with Deborah Cardona. She is the owner of the Deja Vu Book Lounge part of, you know, that's her part of that. And she has, like, huge relationships with all different types of authors that come in. We have, like, live radio shows that go on every Saturday from 4 to 7 where, you know, authors are in there doing book signings, getting interviewed. As you know, I'm an author myself, erotic author. So, I mean, it just kind of works hand in hand. It's good. It's good. Book business is good,
yeah,
too.
Big, definitely big ups to my own girl, Deb, man. Or, she definitely does her thing. You ever read any of her books? Like, huh?
Actually, no. As a writer myself, as an author, I tend not to pick up other authors' books.
Right.
So it's a bad habit of mine. So, you know, just to keep my creative mind flowing, I don't really try to read into other books. And she's more on that urban, like urban writing level, you know, El Barrio and stuff like that. And I'm not really into those types of books. I'm more like a James Patterson kind of girl.
Okay. And James Patterson, what kind of books he writes about?
He writes like murder mysteries.
Oh, dramas. Okay.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Was he at the shop that day that you had the show?
No, he would not be coming into that kind of store. Depp caters to the urban literature.
Right.
Yeah, so no.
Right.
He I did have the pleasure of meeting him, though, at the Book Expo America in the Jacob Javits Center.
Right. How's that on the radio show going? You were speaking about a show that happens in your shop every Saturday.
Yeah, that belongs to Silky and Paul, and Chill Lover Radio comes and he streams live. It's going good. They get like a live audience to come through to participate, and they're there every Saturday from 4 to 7, so it's pretty cool. They just started probably, I want to say, a month ago they started coming into the shop.
Right. Is it open to the public?
It's open. It's free to the public from 4 to 7. They come in, they can listen, they can meet the authors, they can engage in conversations. You know, there are drinks, there's a, you know, cash bar, so.
Right. Why made you pick that location? Because, like, 110 Lex is definitely not known for bookstores. And, you know, it's like, it's a very, you know, hectic block, but it's like, it's something positive, and I like it. But what made y'all decide, let's do it on 110 and Lex?
Well, when I met Deb, probably last year, September, October, we met. I had met her. I originally had a interview with her to get my books into the store as a Latina author. We just vibed. She already had the store. She had the store on 116th between Park and Lexington. And then we clicked so well, and she was just like, you know, what do you think about partnering up? And you come in here with your you know, tantalizing stuff, your toys, and educating the community. And I was like, oh, not a bad idea. So when we got together, we realized that the space on 116 was kind of tight.
Right.
And we didn't really know how that was going to flow because, as you know, I'm into the spoken word stuff, and I wanted to host the events there, like, on a consistent basis. So we weren't sure how it was going to work, so we got an opportunity to get a bigger spot, so we jumped on it. And
on 116, what was the reception of, like, the neighborhood? Were people stopping by? Was it doing good?
She was doing her thing, definitely, for sure. But I believe the traffic is better on Lexington.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, they follow her. She has a huge following, and so do I. So it kind of just coincides very well.
So is there any way you could bless us with one of your famous poems?
Sure. I guess you want
to which one I
want to
hear.
Right?
I want to hear the one which one?
The heels. Are we censored
Any one of yours. They off the hook, man.
Are we censored here? Because
No, we good money.
Okay, I'm just checking. So I guess what I'll do is I'll give you the high heel. That's my signature
okay.
piece.
All
right. Again,
Monica Martinez, fellas.
Yeah, don't forget the S. I'm on Facebook as Monica S. Martinez.
Monica S. for money, Martinez, baby.
I say the S stands for sex.
Okay, Monica for sex, Martinez. All right.
All right, so this is my high heel, which is a signature piece. So sorry if I offend anybody really quickly.
So bad, so bad.
I
got your back.
Thanks, Will. You're the best. All right, let me get into my mode. I wasn't into poetry mode. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear one of the all-time greats, Monica S. Martinez.
All right, and this piece is called High Heels. These heels ain't made for walking. No, they'll have you talking. By the time it's all said and done, you'll be Facebook stalking. So warning, proceed with caution. Don't say I never told you so. You see, these high heels, they're for show. To go along with my sexy outfit with the panties that showcase my clit. Come, get it wet, shit. Lick it till I squirt down your throat. You ever had a Latin dessert? Something along the lines of dulce de leche, a midnight delicacy. Make me come, daddy, as I wrap my legs around your neck, making you go deeper in till I'm heavily breathing. Shit, I'm your sweet sin, cutting off your circulation, yet giving you an erection. The warning signs you should have taken to heed, cause I'm coming so hard, you just swallowed your very own seed from our last encounter. Wait, daddy, let me mount ya. I'm about to face fuck you, rub these wet slits across your juicy ass lips, have you choking on my fluids. Yeah, I'm about to do this, gonna show you the inner freak. We then can have a formal meet and greet with your tongue in my pink hole. Don't forget to lick around my pretty little mole on her outer lips. Bite softly on my clit. As I push you away with my heels, I want you to pay attention to the details. Come crawl to me. Grab it. Lick it till you reach my calves. No, don't stop there. Come way up here and give me a taste of my very own essence. You see, I'm out to make you reminisce when we're not together. My pussy getting wetter by the minute as I rub on my clit, giving you a masturbation show that'll make you have a fit. You see, these juices will have you head sprung, begging and speaking in tongues, daddy. I'm nowhere near done, so let me slow it down. You see, these high heels, they're for show. I messed up. Wow.
Let's get it. That was nice.
Yo, the only show I need right now, Miss Martinez, is my wife, man. I was sitting on this phone. I was just like, yo, man, baby, we're going to make another baby, baby. You know what I'm saying?
And I wasn't even done. That was like halfway through it.
Oh, keep going, baby. My bad.
All right, so I'm going to roll it back to from as I push you away with my heels, okay? Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right. As
Ouch.
I push you away with my heels, I want you to pay attention to the details. Come crawl to me. Grab it. Lick it till you reach my calves, no? Don't stop there. Come way up here and give me a taste of my very own essence. You see, I'm out to make you reminisce when we're not together. My pussy getting wetter by the minute as I rub on my kit, giving you a masturbation show that'll make you have a fit. See, wow, I'm messing up tonight, Will.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. It's all fun, man.
I'm tired. You know that's what it is.
It's okay. We are zoned out, man. Pick up Big Stu, Block Talk Radio, Beef Stew. What's good, man? Yeah. So, Lex,
you gonna be making another baby soon?
Man, I keep hearing these Monica poems. I'm gonna plan it out.
You gonna plan it out? You gonna
plan it out?
I have a lot of respect for this lady right now. She's not making no research like an emotional thing. She's making it more physical, making it more fun, making it more, bringing it to a different element. Like, you know, sex ain't only, you know, sex? Yeah, like, let's go. Let's go. I want to hear more. That's why
I want to hear
all
more.
I want to do it from the beginning. Let me get get back in my mode. Wait a minute, because I don't like messing up.
Hey, baby.
I'm exhausted, but let me call that. Can we start over? Can we do that again?
Yes, we can, baby. It's your world, man. Let's get it.
All right. These heels ain't made for walking. No, they'll have you talking. By the time I'm said and done, you'll be Facebook stalking. Warning. Proceed with caution. Don't say I never told you so. You see, these high heels, they're for show, to go along with my sexy outfit with the panties that showcase my clit. Come, get it wet, shit. Lick it till I squirt down your throat. You ever had a Latin dessert? Something along the lines of dulce de leche, a midnight delicacy. Make me come, daddy, as I wrap my legs around your neck, making you go deeper in till I'm heavily breathing, shit. Hum your sweet sin, cutting off your circulation, yet giving you an erection. The warning signs you should have taken to heed, because I'm coming so hard, you just swallowed your very own seed from our last encounter. Wait, daddy, let me mount ya. I'm about to face-fuck you, rub these wet slits across your juicy-ass lips, have you choking on my fluids, yeah. I'm about to do this, gonna show you the inner freak we then can have a formal meet and greet with your tongue in my pink hole. Don't forget to lick around my pretty little mole on the outer lips. Bite softly on my clit. As I push you away with my heels, I want you to pay attention to the details. Come crawl to me. Grab it. Lick it till you reach my calves. No, don't stop there. Come way up here and give me a taste of my very own essence. You see, I'm up to make you reminisce when we're not together. My pussy getting wetter by the minute as I rub on my clit, giving you a masturbation show that'll make you have a fit. These juices will have you head sprung, begging and speaking in tongues, daddy. I'm nowhere near done. These high heels, they're for show. So let me slow it down and sway my curves from side to side and show you my hip motion. On that notion, I've just demoted you tonight. I want you to be my plumber, so cleanse out my pipes. Tomorrow you can be my king. This night I just want a pair of fucking where I pretend not to know your name. Can you go along with my game? Because you're the tiger that I've tamed. You know what I want? I want you to bend me over and enter from behind. No, wait, rewind. Better yet, let me take you in my mouth and suck softly on your tip. My tongue in and out of your slit. Then I spit on it like a porn star. I'll take it so far down my throat till it reaches your sack. You'll have goosebumps up and down your back. You see, these high heels, they ain't made for walking. So can we just get to the part where we're fucking? And just when you're about to come, I'll do some more sucking, promising to take every single drop, polishing off the top till it's nice and shining. No, these high heels, they ain't made for walking. There you go.
Wow. Wow. Lex, is Christina in trouble tonight or what?
Yo, I need some wipes. Where the wipes at, man?
Where the wipes at, huh?
Yeah.
So is like your husband one of your biggest supporters? Like how he feels about your body coach? He must love that, man.
He is one of the biggest supporters in the universe. It's amazing. He's always at the shows whenever I'm a feature. He is, like, front and center. I shout him out pretty much at every show. I just, you know, we have a pretty good relationship, and I'm grateful that he's allowed me to be me.
Right. That's priceless. So explain more about that Tantalizing Angel movement you got going on.
Tantalizing Angels is a poetic collective group, obviously, you know, dominating the erotic sex scene. And, I mean, we're diversified, too. We don't just do erotica.
Right.
We're hosting the auditions this weekend, right?
I'm definitely auditioning. Definitely.
Are you going to audition? We're looking for a male poet. You know that, right?
I'm definitely going. I'm going in there ready. You already know how I do. And I'm definitely inspired by y'all. I like the vibe every time I'm there. I got mad love for Dev, you know what I'm saying? My man, it's crazy, bro. It's going to be a beautiful thing, man. I'm definitely in there.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, right now there's 5 of us.
Right.
And we're looking for 2 females, 1 male, and
okay.
And we're also looking to start the group elsewhere. Like, you know, we want to have one in like Boston, Ohio. Like, we're looking
right.
to kind of just start the group elsewhere.
Will you gonna do exotic poems when you go that night?
Hell yeah, I got exotic poems ready, son.
All right.
Hey, you know?
But don't be too sexy like her.
Nah, but I got one I can spit for you right now. I got one I can spit. It's called Erotica. It says, I go like, when I look in the crowd, I see her. Don't want to point and make it obvious, but I could vision treading her waters and making it to shore. She looks so beautiful and pure, and every day she'd feel it, I make sure. Her neck, her thighs, her sexy-ass feet, she'd make any orgasm complete. To kiss and hold her would be to conquer the world and forget yesterday's miseries. I want to taste her literally, bend her over physically, and make her feel me spiritually to the point that even when we're apart, I close my eyes and see her here with me.
Woo!
But since I'm feeling good, I might just come up to her and offer her a drink or two and ask her what she want to do. She reminds me of Luquillo Beach, as precious as the diamonds people kill for, something I can feel for. I think if I was to American Pie and her beautiful eyes, it'd make me realize that this world is hers. But I ain't just some squirrel trying to get a nut. I'm a king looking for a queen to fulfill my dreams, and when we're alone, be my slut. And rightfully, I'd be her servant. Massage her every night, head to toe. Kiss her, lick her, stick her. You can blindfold me right now and I'll pick her. Now hopefully she finds me handsome and worth her time, because in my mind I already got the roses and wine and chocolate-covered strawberries to feed her. The way she looked in the night got me eager. Shit, her body's like a guitar, so why play Carlos Santana? And have her legs wrapped around my head like a bandana. Her mind will be my conscience, her body will be my earth, and down between her legs, the center of my universe.
Nice.
So I'm going to chill for a while and introduce myself later. Will Paul.
Okay.
<What's that?
laughs> Okay.
Carlos, you know, little Carlos Santana up in there, you know?
I think he already passed the auditions. Mine just put him on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he auditioned for you just now.
Yeah, that was zoned out right there. That was loud.
That was hot. I like
that. Yeah, that was loud. I think you just should have for the 2 females, called it the group. Just go for the 2 females. Yeah, this is crazy. So Monica, when you have this team fully set up, do you kind of like do like poetry tours and have, you know, like?
Yeah, the objective really, my goal is to actually eventually have maybe like an off-Broadway segment.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, that's the goal that I'm aiming for. So whenever I set myself to something, I pretty much make it happen.
I know you do, and I've seen the events. I've been there in person. That one poem, you got to say, that's crazy. The one you spit at the New York Weekend Cafe, you remember that one? The
what, the cockitis?
Yeah, that one right there, that shit is crazy. Oh, my God. This woman is very talented, Lexi, yeah, for real. Word up. So, yo, Stu.
Yes, sir.
Hit me with something real quick. We take a break and come back with the lovely Monica S.
Smoke his weed and let me be. Mum fills in the hood, I even roll a third leaf. Came a long way from white apples stuck with hashish. I ain't afraid to admit it, I am totally addicted. The weed help me see things clear, my picture's vivid. Your picture looking cloudy, you ain't smoking on this Maui. That's more like Reggie Bush to keep that bullshit from around me. I'm trying to get high and you trying to ground me. Low flaming trees, I ain't create this identity. But honestly,
really does hit me. I'm simply me, nothing more, nothing less. When the world puts stress on my chest, I blow my chest. Catch me with no weed, nigga, S.O.S. I inhale deep and blow my smoke to the sky and get high.
Racing on the phone, jonesing. Stay chasing the paper while I'm rolling. I can hear it hollering, I can hear it calling. Rolling through touches like a madman. I remember Mr. B's had the ad fam. Now we tied up, cause times ain't sweet. Every time I puff, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. It's like I'm flying with the angels. So high, I can swear I see Jesus. It's like I blaze religiously. This the epitome. For you to fly where I've flown, you must be kidding me. I'm in the street ready. The hood is behind us, the time is now. Roll it up, fam, throw it up on a pound. When it's time to go, I'ma let the bus fly. So I inhale deep and blow my smoke in the sky.
If you listening, brother, we're going to definitely shoot that video, man. We back here with the lovely Monica S. Martinez. What's good, baby?
So, what's good? We have an event this Friday. Can I promote that?
Yes, you can. Please okay. Do.
So, we have an event. We have a poet. The Poets Place family is coming through, and they're hosting an event called Raising Hell. And we have Jamaica as a feature.
Okay.
She's like this amazing, amazing poet. And we also
right.
have another poet, Jean El Negro. So, like, step up to the mic if you dare. Like, you know, it's like a fire piece
right.
type event. And then Saturday we have the auditions. And
right.
then, do you know Raul Rios from Latinos NYC? You do know him. You know
That's
him very
my
well.
My brother,
actually.
Man. Yeah.
Right. He's Yo. Coming. Latinos NYC is hosting their event there on Saturday evening from 8 to midnight. We're doing his birthday party, his 50th birthday party.
And it's going to be off the chain.
It really
by the way.
Is. He's got, we got like strippers coming through.
I know, I'm in there.
Oh, you in there? Oh, okay. That's
what's
up.
I want a gift bag when I leave, damn it.
Oh, you going to get one. Just come make sure you come see me. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. Big,
yeah,
big
I
up
have
to
some,
my old man.
Some nice stuff coming through, too, for the goodies.
Big up to my homie, Raul, man. He's definitely a role model, man. He does a lot of big thing with the poetry,
for the one to get back a woman, so just make sure you give him enough.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the topic, more or less, the sex toys in the bedroom. Do you feel, like, how do you feel about that? Do you think it's essential that in certain relationships to keep the spice going that they need sex toys? You think that's naturally in every relationship eventually?
I think that what happens is people get in routines and they kind of
right.
get stagnant a little, and sometimes it just
right.
becomes a little boring. So in order not to be boring, the suggestion is to bring in things. And I'm not saying, like, crazy things. You can do, like, massages. We have, like, massage oils.
Right.
We have all kinds of sensual things that you can bring into the bedroom just to kind of bring that intimacy back and sensuality back. 'Cause, again, like I said, you know, people get into the routine and it's just, okay, let's just have sex, boom, and then go to sleep or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, roll over and all
right.
that.
And they forget about, 'cause my biggest thing is that you should never lose sight of each other, you know.
Right.
Never lose sight of your partner. Like, I tell my husband, I'm grateful that every day he'll look at me every morning and tell me, you know, wow, you look beautiful today. So the day that he doesn't say that, I think we're going to have a problem.
It's a problem.
We're going to have a problem. It's 13 years, and I've been getting the same response every morning. So, yeah. Then the day he's not looking at me, we have a problem. So
right.
I don't want people to lose sight of each other. And what the sex toys do, you know, they do is that they just bring that little fun back, that intimacy and touching and all those, you know, things.
Enjoying the body, like, enjoying the body. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you enjoy the body more, you know.
Yeah, because if you get to see your partner get, like, really excited about something or having an intense orgasm, I mean, that just makes you more like, whoa, you know, like, I want more. So it's just about keeping you guys close together and happy. Happy Cummings, you know, keep you smiling.
Yeah.
And sex keeps you younger.
Yeah, oh, sex definitely does that.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Katie Sinner, you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Katie, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Katie, meet Monica Martinez.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, got my co-host Lex Money over here. Hey.
Hi.
And the engineer Big Stu.
Hello.
So tell me, Katie.
Hello.
Katie, so you sing opera, right, Katie?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And where are you coming from? Where you live?
I originally lived inside New Jersey, but now I'm living in Pennsylvania now.
Pennsylvania, how's that? That's like, you miss Jersey sometimes?
Oh yes, I can't stand the people around here. I really can't.
Oh man, you ever come back to the city, like Jersey?
Of course, my family's down there and. A lot of my business is down there.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing this Saturday, but this Saturday is going to be a beautiful event, man. And the Deja Vu Bookstore is on 110th and Lexington. It's a poetry thing. It's going to be a birthday party. I don't know if you're, you know, available, but it'll definitely be something nice. You can definitely come network. But what I want to do now is I want to play your opera singing on the show. I know this is
okay.
like more or less a hip-hop show, but yeah, I love music, period, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care, this is Zoned Out, you know, and you Zoned Out. I heard that song, I heard when you were singing, and I was like, wow, she's special, me. So, Stu, if you can hit me with her track, man.
Filtration. Hello?
Yeah. I like that.
If you was paying attention, listeners, this lady can blow, for real. She got vocal bomb, man.
Do you know why it's real, Will? Because I really felt like I was on the elevator. You know? That's how you know, it's the real thing.
Yeah, man. Like, I called myself the night she emailed me the music. I was just here, you know, watching TV. I played the song, and I'm just listening to it. My brother walked by, like, yo, what you listening to? I'm like, yo, it's opera, like,
I'm thinking I'm going to use that to meditate, man. I think, you know, when I want to meditate.
Yeah, man. I ain't going to lie. I definitely went to sleep to that one night. I just played it, and I just woke up the next day and went to work, man. Like, for real, man. That shit is,
thank
like,
you.
Amazing.
I'm quite honored.
Hey, man.
Do you find it hard?
You on here.
Do you find it hard to be in the opera singing business?
I really have been struggling over the years. Like, it has been my profession my whole life to actually become a major political figure on Broadway, because I'm an opera singer. Like, my ultimate goal is to be on Broadway and to be inside the Phantom of the Opera. So that's
right.
My struggle to do that.
Right. So what have you done? You know, have you been any places that that you can tell us about?
Basically, I perform at local colleges and stuff. Nothing serious so far. I haven't really had a gig before, but I just record for fun.
Right. Do you think it's like a lot of competition in that field?
For Broadway or just like as a singer itself?
As an opera singer, basically, as an opera singer.
As an opera singer, you have to have talent. That's the thing. If you don't have talent, you're never going to make it out there.
Right. There's
and
no faking
demand
it.
Right now, there's not a very high demand for opera singers. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
Our music is dying.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could definitely bring it back, man. And it's music, so I feel music is timeless, period, you know, like, eventually.
Exactly.
But when you say it dying, what do you mean?
Like, I have to explain it, like, basically, people no longer appreciate it. They think it's unuseless. Like, people are like, oh, I got to listen to all these different types of different modern, like, everybody should appreciate music for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And people nowadays, children, like especially the children nowadays, they don't care. They care for their rock, they care for their jazz, hip hop, or whatever. They have no respect for older music. And when people are like, oh, opera, that's so stupid and pointless, so I don't understand it.
But that, like Kev said, there's something you can like meditate to, like you find peace in it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm so happy.
I find myself, I want to remix it if she doesn't mind.
You know, so remix, right?
Throw a little hip hop in it.
I definitely want to play another joint of hers, another show. She got some other stuff too, man, that is definitely like, wow, you know. And I'm telling you, man, she's a beautiful talent right there. Lex, what do you think about it, man?
Man, she's doing the opera. Let her do her thing. You're doing your thing. You sound good. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Do your thing. Don't look at none of that. Keep going. You're going to say it's stupid, but when you up on top, you're
going to... Wow, imagine that Kaylee Sinner singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 48 for the New York Giants, baby.
Opera style.
Oh, hell yeah.
Girl.
Giants all the way.
Okay. Where are you calling from, actually?
From me, from my cell phone.
Oh, all right. But you're in New York?
No, I'm not in New York. I'm still in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just basically go by Katie Center, right?
Yeah, basically.
What part of PA? Philly? Lancaster?
No, I'm Bath.
Okay.
I know it sounds very weird, but it's Bath, PA.
Sound like the woods?
Yeah, I was definitely like, what?
Monica, you ever been to PA?
I've been to PA quite a few times. I've done a couple of expos out there, adult novelty expos, and I've done educating seminars out there for some women.
Right.
Mm. So,
yeah.
I travel, actually, a lot, not just to Pennsylvania, like Los Angeles, Miami, everywhere.
Now, well, now that we got two ladies on the phone, I want to ask, I want to take it to a political movement, because we got two ladies and with two different occupations. I want to ask y'all what y'all feel about, you know, what's going on in the politics with the women's rights and all that. Do y'all feel it's a war on women?
I feel like that it's always been that way from the beginning of time. It's like a man's world, and we don't get a lot of the recognitions that we should. And then if we do get the recognition, we're like top bitches, or we're, you know, we're just straight bitches in the industry, period. But I don't feel we get recognition in general.
Okay.
That's my view, but, you know.
Well, we lost we lost the other caller. I think she hung up.
Oh, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Kaylee.
But if she called back, we'll get her opinion. But that's that's good what you said. I mean, that's what I feel too. It's always been the same way. I think women rules the world. What you think, Will?
No, we definitely
definitely men definitely try to do everything around women, like, you know. Men want to look fly, not for dudes. We want to look fly for the chicks. You know what I'm saying? We try to dress sharp. You know what I'm saying? We want to work and make that money for what? So we can, you know, not necessarily just for women, but it definitely need money for a woman. I'm not saying it's called tricking, but there's just some things that go hand in hand. You know, and I definitely think in certain aspects, women do rule the world. Like it's. We wouldn't be here without them, you know, like, it goes both ways, even though, you know, we got, like, a firm grip on, it is a man's world. I think, you know, and, you know, it is also a woman's world, too, man. Can't deny that. I mean, every man, no matter where you at, what walk of life you are, you definitely respect your moms, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's always, every great man got a strong woman behind him, like, I mean, it's just, can't deny it, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that, Lex?
Yeah, I know. Adam ate the apple. He did what he did. And everything is crazy. I understand.
It's just a
I knew you
were
going
to
say some off the wall. Eve ate.
I understand.
You understand, okay.
You know what I mean? I understand. That's why it is what it is. I ain't complaining. I got my wife. I just had a daughter. I'm chilling. I ain't trying to say nothing about no women.
So you bringing your sex toys home, huh, Lex?
Nah, man. But I was speaking to my wife about it. She had a few. She was just telling me, you know, what she had and shit. I was laughing. But it was cute.
You never seen it till she told you?
Nah. She had it when she had it. But, you know, I asked her about it. She was like, yeah, she had some. You know, it was cool. It was funny. It was a funny conversation.
Now, I want to ask her now, do you find if men is not, you know, men is shy when it comes to sex toys?
To a certain degree, you know, because some men feel like the toys are, you know, out here to replace them. But as I would say to any man that steps into that shop and feels a tad bit intimidated, we're not here to replace you, because at the end of the day, we still need someone to pull our hair and smack us from behind.
Okay. I hear that.
Right. You know, no, I don't think them toys trying to replace no men. All these things trying to replace men are women. That's all. When it comes to that era.
Now this spot is kind of chill
girls,
because you can
like girls and these girls, and there ain't no more girls than men.
You know, this spot is chilling. It's kind of cool because you could go there and read a book and then see sex toys. That's the way I got it. That's the way it's hooked up.
Mhm. Yeah, it's like books on one shelf, then the adult novelties. But we don't have anything offensive really out. So, you know, like the vibrators and stuff we have in a dresser.
Okay.
Right.
So
it's more on the central side of things that are out you know, we have the massage oils and the sex shots, the, you know, the creams. The
I'm about to cap those gloves, man, them gloves. That
oh, the massage glove. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Over 100,000 different stimulants to the body. It's amazing.
And Will could get it?
Yeah, it's actually made for a guy because you have to come in and see it. That's what it is. You have to go see it.
I got to see it.
Yeah, it's a bit, it's like a five-finger glove, obviously, and the vibrators are on the tip of the fingers. In a sense, they're like circle, so you could do, like, massages. It's waterproof, so you could take it in the jacuzzi. It's amazing. Like, if you, you know, doing doggy style, you could come around the front with it, you know, caressing her breasts, you know. And further
down.
You
got to get those gloves right there. The doctor is in the office. I need those gloves. Watch.
Yeah, I think dudes like Lex is real shy, you know. That's why I asked that question.
Is he shy?
Lex said, me? I ain't shy with none of that, man. I'll do anything to my wife. My wife let me do whatever. She has a lot of fun, trust me. I don't got kids for nothing, dog.
So when people want to buy the real raw stuff, what y'all do? Y'all take them in the back or something?
No, I mean, if they inquire about it, I'll show them whatever they need to see. We don't have to go to the back. I mean, at the end of the day, you're stepping in to the Deja Vu Book Lounge / Tantalizing Boutique. You already know what you're coming for.
True.
Right.
We're all adults, and, you know, like I said, you come, you get educated on which product would suit you best. Because I don't just sell an item to sell an item. Absolutely not. I stand behind everything that we have in the store on the adult novelty section.
Right. You got the swings. You got the
poles.
The stripper poles.
You sell stripper poles in there?
Yes, we do, actually.
Wow.
They're like the portable ones you can put anywhere.
Yeah, the ones that you can take.
Look at Lex. You go
now, get now I want to ask about portable ones. Is there a weight limit to the portable ones?
The one I have in the store is about a 225 weight limit.
All right, so girls, 350 and up. You hear that, right? You can't buy the pole.
If you weigh more than 225 pounds,
don't
you find, do you find women more than 225 trying to buy the pole, or y'all got a special pole for them?
No, I mean, that's the pole that I currently carry.
okay.
No, I mean, all women come because, remember, if they can't get on the pole, it's cool because they could dance around it to be sexy.
Right.
So,
I think that's jipping us.
Yeah, it's kind of made for everyone. not every skinny girl, one, is going to know how to get on a pole, right?
True. Right.
It's about, you know, presence and... Yeah, keeping it spicy and dancing around the pole and being seductive.
Now, is there some books in there that go with some of the stuff you know? Like, if somebody go buy a book on it, and then they can go buy some of your toys and kind of learn stuff together? Is it like that?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have the how-to books, no. We don't have how-to books. However, I mean, if they want to read, like, one of my books, like I wrote Dulce de Leche, they can buy it and read to their partners, sure to spice up their night to go along with the toys, because I reference a lot of the toys in my stories.
I think these students asking for, like, a video manual how to use these toys. I think he needs
well, I verbally demonstrate. Yeah, and verbal demonstration is cool. You know, that's what we do.
I think I got to get over to this bookshop, me and my girl.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And it's, like I said, it's right there on 10th and Lex, like the heart of East Harlem, man.
That's another question. Do you how you find it? Like in East Harlem, have that type of store, which is, you know, really cool and kind of unusual, but it's kind of cool. Do you find it's a lot of business? Do you find that the community, you know, is into that type of store?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The community has been giving us an amazing response since we moved over here to the 110th spot. More people are coming by looking like, oh, my God, I didn't even know you guys were here. This is amazing. I don't have to go downtown anymore. I got a sex shop, like, right here. It's amazing. So, all right, cool. So swing by. Come get educated.
I'm about to bring out the chess table and in front of the store for the summertime.
Oh, you don't have to. You can come inside. We have a lounge, babe. You could come sit down and chill in there all day.
Wow.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a beautiful thing this summer. You know, I know summertime that business is going to go crazy.
Absolutely, because there will be more people on the street. We have interns now that are going out, giving out the flyers, letting people know we're here. You know.
Right. And do you, like, in the future, like, do you have anything, like, set up, any ideas for, like, the Puerto Rican weekend? Because, you know, when the festival comes, it's going to be bananas. And Lexington Ave is one of the biggest, like, that strip right there, the PR festival, everybody goes to it.
Yeah, right? No, I definitely know, because I'm usually part of that festival. So I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I'm sure we'll come up with something amazing, as we normally do.
Now, you have events there to do. You have your own events there, or can people come there and get events done there?
No, anybody can come and book a slot and host an event there.
Okay.
You know, it's not just for, you know, Tantalizing and Deja Vu. Like I said, Latinos NYC books their shows there, the Poets Place, Expressions. We've had a couple of, you know, people come through, somebody else, Cherie Taylor. She does the Raw Door. So, I mean, you know, definitely we're open to every type of industry that wants to come through. We do book signings. Book clubs have their meetings there. So, I mean, it's open to everybody.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So before we head out and we leave with a song, can I hear the world famous poem? can I hear?
You want cockeyed?
I want to hear it, man, because you say it, man. I want the audience to hear this one, man.
All right. No doubt. All right. Here we go. Cockitis by me. Ever had dick to ya got cockitis? Let me explain how he does it. He fucks you to oblivious, got you screaming to the top of your lungs, though he stays plunging deep inside. You try to run, but he pulls you back in and says, I ain't done. So you try and take it like a champ, panting and heaving. Shit, the motherfucker even got you wheezing. Feels like you're gonna pass out, so you shout, Daddy, it's yours, while he stretches your walls. You take all 10 inches, which equals to 250 centimeters. Not to mention the liters of cum. Oh, wait, let's not forget all the spitting, licking, sucking, and moaning. He's groaning because the pussy is good. It's what we call hood loving. Sweat dripping, he's hitting that G-spot till the stars are aligning. He's got you blinded while he's in between your thighs talking that shit. Yeah, mommy, this is mine. You shiver as your orgasm intensifies, giving your body the ultimate workout. No doubt he's trying to bring you to your knees, crippling you as he continues to tease. He's got you on that H-Town flow, somebody rocking, knocking boots all night long, lifting you in his strong arms, pushing you against the wall, got you breathless, so you stay motionless. You take a deep breath from within, because he's putting a workout in. Feels like you're in the gym. You're trying your damnedest to hang with him, but he knows you can't. He knows you're gonna rant and rave to your friends about how good his dick is. Your hair's fucked up and just frizz. He's definitely handling his biz. He stays grinding deep inside. Feels like you're gonna die, but it'll be a good death in your eyes. Feeding you with just the tip now, and all you can say is wow. So you pray for him to bust and you tighten your walls. He roars, I'm coming. He just gave you good loving, although he's not done just yet. Getting on his knees, tasting your juices, you're clueless about his next move. He's got you in the groove, entering you doggy style, fucking sex scene about to get wild, because he's got that Viagra dick without popping that Cialis shit, rubbing on your clit as he continues to hit you from behind, treating you like a rag doll. Yeah, you're going to go and brag about the good loving he pulled out the bag. You're thinking about shacking up, making a good girl go corrupt. fuck, it ain't just lust. He's making you bust yet another nut. He's infected you with his lovin'. You're begging for more of his poison. You can't fight the feeling because you're steady creaming. Feels like you're in a steam room with all this heavy breathing. So he lays you on a bed because you're feeling type lightheaded. But the truth of the matter is you just been hit with cockitis. This is how he does it.
Wow. That's
Miss Martinez, Miss Martinez.
Yes.
I'm going to give some bad things to my wife tonight.
Oh, my God. So, yo, Monica, it's been a pleasure having you, man. An honor.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Where we can find you at, Monica? Any links? Any?
Yeah, actually, Facebook is Monica S. Martinez. Same thing for Twitter, monicamartinez.org. And tantalizingproductions.com. And, of course, at the Deja Vu Tantalizing Boutique, located at 1783 Lexington Avenue.
Oh, what can she stand up?
Mm-hmm.
We're live and zoned out right now with Beef Stew. What's what it is, man. That's what it is.
Well, it's been another beautiful episode. Monica, Kaylee, thank both of y'all, for real. We're going to see you Saturday. It's going to be on the pop, matter of fact, Friday. And Stu, hit me with a song on the way out. Zoned
no doubt,
out, baby.
I'm gonna hit you with something that I know you like.
Early.
I'm a pose, so you can picture me doing my thing. I'm a pose, so you can picture me doing my thing. Take the cameras out, get your flashlight. 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 Hey, get this map.
If it ain't about money, why we sitting and yapping? Haters need to leave in an orderly fashion. Top of the game, I make that cash spin. Harlem, Aspen, cameras flashing. Not bragging, but I'm bragging. I'm bagging something outstanding. Moving like you got something, like you bout something. Popping, locking, top dropping, rock something. Come on, come on, ring around the rosy. I know she wants me, cause she told me. I'm not married, but I'm not lonely. Bet after tonight that she'll call me. I'm on the stage, controlling the hype. What's happening? Put on the scene, controlling the mic. Moving, hey, body here, do what you like. So take your cameras out, get your flash right.
Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Hey, get this map.
Yeah, yeah, once again, yeah, another great show that was on out with my man Will Porter. He's in the building, you know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Lex Liz, Boogie, he's definitely in the building, you know how we do. And we had a lovely, we had two guests, two lovely young ladies in the building. And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? We got a wide variety of music, a wide variety of entertainment here on Beef Stew Radio, and that's what it is. You know, you're listening to Beef Stew Radio, and I am DJ Big Stew in the building. Now, we have some great news for y'all today, which a lot of y'all probably already heard, that George Zimmerman has been charged in the Trayvon Martin case. And actually, he's been charged with more than what we thought he was going to be charged with. You know, a lot of times when you hear the experts talk, they was figuring that, you know, the nature of the situation, that they might have just charged him with maybe manslaughter, which would have gave him 30 years in prison. But they actually went from something bigger, which was, you know, was kind of shocked everybody. They went for second degree murder, which is the highest charge they could give him out in Florida without having a grand jury. So, I mean, you know, one thing I want to say right now is that I got to give the most up respect to all the people over the nation, whether black, white, Chinese, Hispanic, you know, Asian, you know, everybody put the hoods on. You've seen how it was on Facebook. Man, put the hoods on, and we made a difference, you know. We showed the people that, you know, that look at all of us in minorities and in a certain kind of way, and even look at the people who, you know, feel, how can I say, the people that treat minorities fairly, you know what I mean, the white people that don't look down on minorities, you know, they try to treat everybody, nation, everybody stuck together, whether white, like I said, whether white, black, Chinese, Asian, Spanish, you had Arabs, you had presidents, you had all type of people in different gentries, actors, politicians. You know, we made a difference. We that pressure really actually made them have to, you know, charge this man. They could have swept it under the rug, you know they would have. And we got to give the special prosecutor credit, Miss Corey, because she came out there and she just threw the bomb at him. Like, listen, you know, they said, you know, leading up to this, they was always saying that she was about the victim and she definitely, you know, spoke up for the victims and all that. So let's see what Sean Hannity fits into the case now. You know, Sean Hannity, Fox News. I really don't like Fox News. I really can't mess with Fox News myself. Fox News, I think they, you know, I've never seen a station that just goes against anything Democratic, anything for blacks and Hispanics and you know, any minority. That is a racist station to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just my point of view. I look at it sometimes when I look at stuff, I look at both things to see what's being said. And to be honest with you, Fox News didn't even really cover the Trayvon Martin case. And when they did cover it, they spoke mostly about the defense of Mr. Zimmerman. They didn't even look at the victim, you know. Fox News did it. That's how they did it. They just, you know what I mean, they was going more at Obama. They, you know, they spent all day going at Obama. But, you know, I don't know. You know, so, you know, it is what it is, man. So it's a good day. And one person we want to thank this week, Mr. George Bush. He came out on the red. You know, George Bush is crazy. I'll tell you, George, we thought we seen the last of George Bush, but he proved to us that we did not see the last of George Bush. My man, Mr. Bush, came out of nowhere and was like, well, why they got to call it Bush tax? You know, and said some more stuff. And, you know, Ronnie probably was sitting at the TV smacking himself in the face. Like, what's up with George? You know, Bush is tired, you know, because, you know, I think Bush really don't want – they don't want him to be president. You know, they want to mess him up. They don't feel like he could be president. And if you look at the Republicans, some of them is helping him and some of them is stabbing him, and it's crazy, you know. And Rick Santorum, you know, they got real beef. They got Biggie, you know, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, they got Biggie and Tupac beef. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, one of them two, you know, they might get it in. And, you know, so let's see, man. So, you know, they talking about who's going to be the vice president. Please bring Sarah Palin back. Please bring Miss Alaska back. You know what I'm saying? I've missed her on Saturday Night Live, actually. You know, when she come back, she going to say some more. But, you know, she's a little smarter now. You know, she's what you call, she got a show now. She's a correspondent. I don't know how they did that, but, you know, she's popular. She made a name for herself. You got to give Sarah Palin. She's probably the most strongest Republican in the game right now. Everybody else is behind her. You know what I'm saying? She was strong a little while going at it. They were trying, yeah, Sarah Palin, but she messed up a couple of things, you know, said a couple of crazy things, you know. And then it didn't help when Saturday Night Live was like, you know, I could see Russia from my house or something like that, you know. Something like that she could see from my house in Alaska, and which I don't know why it made a difference. That meant you were going to have cheaper oil because you could see it. Maybe you could run over there and snatch some or something. No. But anyway, I'm going to play a couple of joints, man. You know what I mean? Then we're going to do some things, man. I'm going to play today. I'm going to play a couple of upcoming cats, man. And just going to do it upright, man. Feeling real good. Like I said, the whole situation with the Trayvon Martin case, a good thing, man. It's a good thing. At least everything is going to be done with justice now, you know? And that's what we want, man. That's what America is about. America's about justice and peace. That's what they say. You know what I mean? But that's what it's supposed to be out. We're getting to my man Flo right now out of Lincoln Houses. About ready to have a party, doing it real, real big. Yeah, Flo is in the building. Big shouts out to my man DJ OC. Rocked the house last night. Tore it down last night. You know what I mean? He tore the situation down. OC be killing it, man. He be going all over. He be going here, there. Big shouts out to K Nicole. Big shouts out to the Capper. Big shouts out to Drinks on Russ. And, you know, big shouts out to the whole Beef Through Radio family. Big shouts out to all the friends. You know? All the friends that's all around. You know, got love for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to all the people who support the station, man. Mad love be coming into the station. Gotta give respect to all the love that y'all been giving us, man. You know, it's a big thing, you know. Been getting invited to a lot of places, man, a lot of places. We're going to be having a lot of events aired live here, you know what I'm saying, off Beef Stew Radio. Got the mixtape coming out. Me and DJ OC, we got a mixtape coming out together. It's going to be hot to death. You know what I'm saying? My man OC got his joint coming out and also my joint to come. So we'll have three joints out by the end of May, beginning of summer. Make sure I go to the Showboat Classic. It's going to be real big. I'm going to get man Boo on here, get an interview, and he's going to tell y'all all how to team the Showboat. You know what I mean? Whether, you know, if you're a coach or you're a volunteer, or you're just a parent trying to get you off the street and you live in the New York City area and you don't mind coming to East Harlem, or if you're in Harlem, you know, you mind going to East Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you be there. The tournament starts I think June 27th, if I'm sure. And it's going to be real, real big. It's a real good thing for the kids, and it's blowing up. Showboat Classic. You know what I mean? Go look at the website, www.bcse.com. And you'll see a lot. You know what I'm saying? You can also check out the documentary on YouTube. Showboat, just write Showboat Classic documentary preview. And you definitely going to see a lot of good things, man. You're also going to see me in that documentary, DJ Big Stu. I'm in there. But let's get into my man Flo. We'll come back. We're going to rap some more. And we're going to do it. Let's do this.
She like me. She want me. Flowing magic.
She like me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's what she going to be. She like me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what, I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's what she gon' be. Your eyes said it all, I'm never dead, you call. Needed something new, not something I said before. You need cars, state trips to Ecuador. I'm way different, I'll do things they can't afford. Me, I'm all, I'm daydreaming of love. And whatever is to come, I wanna treat you like a drum. And beat, beat, beat it up. Laying in the tub, S55 or the X6 truck. You way too beautiful to hang out with a scrub. I can shoot you through L block, kick it with the thugs. Everywhere we good, cause this is what I dug. When you around, it feel like I ate bugs. And all I can think is flow, don't fuck it up. Picturing you inside, naked mink for the rugs. Beamed out for you like you my favorite drug. I'ma show you what it is, so forget what it was. I can tell,
she likes me, tell. She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's what she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her,
first time I saw you, I wanted to adore you. First call you, after that, spoil you. Hit up Macy's, Bloomies, or maybe Saks Fifth. I've dated Spanish, Asian, and even black chicks. I'm in here with magic, ears got carrots. Anything you want from now on, you may have it. I know that you for self, mini bar shelf. No roommate, driving frames, match the belt. She going out, so she hell hot. Leave the key in the mailbox. Learn that when I sell rocks. My hype, my type, she just right. There's not many girls that I tell about my life. Armani suit, I'm hicked out for the night. I can pull a boss girl, cause I'm a boss guy. Even though at times I know I'ma make her cry. Next day, yeah, I can put you in the sky.
I can tell, she likes me,
tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what.
Boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her, that's what she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what.
Boy,
I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
Palm Springs, large things, very pink. It just clicked, wide hips, you should be my wings. Ride with me and stick by for everything. Her skin brilliant, young man, diligent. And she don't care about who I dated or who I did it with. That's why I had to bag her with my Harlem swagger. Pulled her past McNabster, she was captured. I don't even know what was then, only after. Are you gonna roll with a winner? No beef sticks, money's getting spent for the dinner. It's no secret, I could keep you warm in the winter with no heating. We could get it on in the bed with no needing. Pardon my mouth, baby girl, but it's the freakness. It ain't no myth, I ride in a 645 juice drip, and my rims got fat lips. If my girl find out, I'ma be in deep shit.
I could tell,
she likes me,
tell.
She wants that girl.
She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
Boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her, that's what she gon' be.
I could tell,
she likes me,
tell.
She wants that girl.
She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
Boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
she gon' be.
I can tell.
She likes me.
I can tell.
She wants that girl.
She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
Boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
that's what she gon' be.
I can tell.
She likes me.
I can tell. lonely. No matter what, I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
Smooth it out.
Yeah, that's my man Flo. That joint is kind of fat, featuring Magic, called, you know, I Know She Like Me. You know what I mean? That's that joint, represent Lincoln Project step, Lincoln Project stand up. You know what I mean? Big shouts out to my man Mo Money. Gave me a hot new movie. Big shouts out to Nat. Big shouts out to Buck Smooth and all the whole crew that's in the movie, man. I watched it the other day. Yeah, it was joint called Somebody's Gotta Die. Somebody's Gotta Die. So definitely underground movie, man, you know, something like the Killer Season joint, but this joint is real hot, definitely swinging off the charts. Hate to say it, but this is the truth of the matter. Go to your local African and you definitely can get it, and it's definitely bumping, though. The African dudes are like, oh, this is bumping, man, this is what everybody coming to buy. I definitely say it just caused somebody to get shot. Definitely got, you know, give a shout out to the whole Madison Avenue. Definitely shout out to my man Taz too. I see you in there. Taz had your little role. Taz is known to be the announcer for the Kingdom, you know, Kingdom Basketball. Give a big shout out to my man Taz. You know, Taz be all over Harlem, actually, you know. Definitely was at Showboat many years, and he just rolls around. You see him at all the top tournaments in the summertime, you know, making his debuts. But Taz had a little role in that movie. The movie is real good, y'all. Definitely remember, Somebody's Gotta Die. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say low budget joint, because it's some young brothers that put together a film, and it's definitely bumping, man. You got to feel that, and it got soundtrack on it, which is crazy hot. Everybody that's acting in it is an underground rapper, so that's what makes the movie even more hot. There's a lot of up and coming cats that's just hood cats. It's like a bunch of cats in the hood that really just put together a real movie, and it actually came out really, really decent. I think it's going to be real big, so make sure to go and support that, man. It's representing Harlem. You know, it's a nice story. You know what I'm saying? It ends with a crazy twist. The movie, Somebody's Got to Get Shot. Some more money if you're listening, man. Somebody's Got to Die. You know, I let y'all know it's a lot of truth, because I said somebody got to, that's how much truth. You know? But, you know, it's not a bad movie, though, for that. You know what I mean? A lot of times you see the shoot 'em up bang bangs, and then you be like, this actually was a good joint. You know what I'm saying? It made a little sense. It was kind of deep at the end, and, you know, I got to give us his props. Once again, today in the news, Trayvon finally getting a little justice, finally going to get his voice heard, you know, through the court system, which that's all we want, you know. It's not a black thing, not a white thing. It's just want the young brother to get his fair share, get his voice heard, you know. Let the angels come down and speak for the brother, you know what I mean? Big shouts out to my man, Petey, over there at Feedum's Restaurant, over there on 108th Street between Madison and Fifth Avenue, more towards Madison. He's definitely doing his thing. That's my homeboy. Got to give a shout out to Petey, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to go up in there one day with the cameras and kick it up with you, man. And we could do our thing, you know what I mean? So we can make it happen, man. Big shout out to my man Petey. You know, he definitely be doing his thing at Feedums, and they definitely doing it big over there. Word up. Big shout out to my man Sean Parker. Seen him the other day. Big shout out. Oh, definitely, man. We've got ever in Harlem, man, and y'all trying, you know, you get your eyes a little bad, or you trying to get some hot frames or something like that. So my man Big Lefty at Wynn Optics, he got it going on over there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all go over there and check it out. Got good deals, good plan, you know, for you workers, that sea workers and state workers, they got good things over there, you know what I'm saying? So that's real big, you know what I mean? Everybody's in the building, you know what I mean? Everybody's in the building. It's through radio. We welcome George Bush back to the set. Y'all probably saying, why you messing with Bush? That's my boy. Me and Bush was chilling, man. Me and Bush, we used to chill back in the days. Word up. As a matter of fact, the next song got ready to play was one of Bush's favorite songs, man. We used to chill back in the day. This is word. Y'all think I'm lying? This joint right here, my man Bush used to love this joint right here. He used to rock this.
One click bang. Any given gun day.
You already know, Jim, what's good?
Monday, my guns are wall. Tuesday, my guns are wall. Wednesday, my guns are wall. Nigga, any given gun day, my guns are wall. Nigga, any given gun day, my guns are wall. Nigga, any given gun day, my guns are wall. Nigga, any given gun day, my guns are wall. Nigga, any given gun day, my guns are wall.
I am 24/7 on, no days off. Let the pumper make him jump. Call him Chris Cross, my gun game. Have you like, yo, what's son name? Duke tried, son, he came back, bro, I done brain. If you want a shit list, you get it on Christmas. I've been heading on your wedding, I leave your bitch wig split. Fuck boy, you don't know gunplay rules. Catch you slipping with your kids Sunday school. Make you famous, put you on Sunday news. Names is nameless, in the hood, no one say who. Crime Heights, Brooklyn, yup. Gotta rep the stomping ground, your life you get took. But I still stomp a clown. Gun bust to the head, let him hear out of revolver sound. See what happened to Pop. Fuck it, lay the coward down. No comeback, my guns clap, make your lungs clap. How you gon' rap? Find you slump with your tongue flat.
Thursday, my guns are war. Friday, my guns are war. Saturday, my guns are war. Nigga, any given Sunday, my guns go war. Nigga, any given Sunday, my guns go war.
Jazzy Jeff Schufert, old DJ. Fantastic Four, my man Champ. I'm going to get them on the show in the history of hip hop. You know what I mean? That's going to probably be about part five. Got my man Tanky T coming to the show. Going to be about part six. Got my man James Brown, a.k.a. DJ Diamond Touch, which is Mr. Hyde's brother of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, was the DJ. I'm going to kick it with him a little bit. Yeah, I'm kicking it with a lot of people, man, on that history of Harlem hip hop joint, man. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. You know what I mean? Also, if you missed it, make sure you can go catch it. The interview with Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shallow. Me and the Kappa did that. Hot interview, hot to death interview. Caught up with him and seeing what he's doing, and we kicked it about, you know, the samples and all that stuff. You know, because the Shallow's been sampled a million times. Like, I don't know, the Beyonce song is one of the Shallow's joints. You know. and Jay-Z. Actually, the biggest joints that they really making money off of right now, Beyonce and Jay-Z. So, they've been in the business for a while, being sampled. So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. We're happy for justice. Can't say it more than enough, but we're happy for justice. Will Porter's in the building. He will be at the New York Weekend Boutique. All right. Yeah, bookstore. Right in Lexington. I went by there with Will one time. I actually didn't chill that long, but it looked like a little cool out spot that they try to do. And that's what's happening up in Harlem nowadays. There's a lot of people, a little cool out, different kind of spots where you can chill, get poetry, read books, lounge, just have a great meal. They got little restaurants now that you can take a laptop in there and plug it up. It's mad cultural nowadays. But what I want to do is want to get into my man Marv Gotti. Big shout out to Marv Gotti. Big shout out to 128th Street in Lenox. Big shout out to, Castle 118th and 17th. Oh, I can't forget my One Click Bang. One Click Gang Bang. That's the crew out there in, Crown Heights, Brooklyn. You just heard they joint. They definitely got that hardcore joint. But let's get into this Marv Gotti, man. I'm going to get back with y'all, man. We're going to do it up. We on a justice night. That's what we're going to call this night, justice night. Because we get ready to get some justice for Trayvon. It's your man, Beef Stew on Beef Stew Radio. If you don't know where I'm at, if you don't know where I'm going, I'm going to let you know right now.
Beef Stew Radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Huh? It's Marv Gotti. You already know that. Stew. What it is, nigga? What's up? And it's Mafia. You already know, nigga. I stay with them fools. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. Work disappearing, know I get my hopes focused on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. The work disappearing, know I get my hopes focused on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Never trip, make sure I keep my laces tied. Might go down if the time and the place is right. Bitches never dug it, they only wanna fuck me. Play them like I do them cards. 102, might get lucky, counting stacks up in them buildings. We trapped and made a killing. 5529, kept the ratchet in the ceiling. A lot of niggas hustle to make sure they fam eat. I wanna see my niggas ride. Not dead on some damn street, I gotta keep my head high. Stay above water. I need all these dollars, so I'm stacking all these quarters. Uh-huh. We bring that workout, yeah. Make the strip exercise. Real white goons with me. I don't need them extra guys. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. The work disappearing, know I get my hocus focus on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. The work disappearing, know I get my hocus focus on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Yeah, through the coldest storm. Yeah. Through the coldest storm, lift up through the coldest storm. Marv Gotti survived through the coldest storm. Yo. All these niggas wanna watch a nigga, clock a nigga, but it won't stop to G-Shock a nigga. My aura mean, Harlem swag so cocky. White shit had me eating strips, talking broccoli. Whoa, I had to slow down on them. For 4 pounds, back out the 4 pound on them. Born in them birds, but raised in the jungle. You get hit with 10 and I ain't talking about no bundle. The shit tired, I had to get a block of rest. These niggas better have they vest, cause some bullets hit they chest. I stay grounded, but I'm fighting in all the rest. And I'm tired of all the stress, bitch, it's time for success. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. The work disappearing, know I get my hocus focus on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone if your head with the non-focus on. The work disappearing, know I get my hocus focus on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Yeah, Marv Gotti, nigga, when it's my. We
on the rise, nigga. How gang, nigga. I'm signing off.
Marv got it, huh? Marv got it, huh? Listen, yes. I know sometimes y'all bug out and be like, y'all can all these rappers be shouting throughout when they run songs, you know? It's because I'm semi like beat broker, you know? I hook up a lot of cats with beats and all that, you know what I'm saying? I connect to producers and all that, so, you know. So they give me a little shout, man. I'm cool with that, man. You know what I mean? You know, maybe any one of these younger brothers might be famous one day, and that little shout might mean something, you know? It definitely do, you know? In the building is your man, DJ Big Stu. You know, we listening to Zoned Out Wednesday. Will Porter was on earlier. I come on afterwards, a little bit of music till it's time for me to get up out the building. It's a crazy world we live in now, too, man. You know, a lot of things is going on, you know what I mean? A lot of things going on. Just recently, police had shot another brother, but actually he shot at them first. And, they ran in his crib, and Duke was ready, man. You know, he's like a modern-day Larry Davis. And it's crazy out here, man. You don't never know what's going on, you know, when recessions and things is going on. And the thing about it, the good part about it is that it's no real heavy drug like crack is going on right now, but it's just gang violence that's keeping down in the urban communities. And because everybody's hungry, everybody's trying to eat, man. We gotta find solutions, man, to do what we gotta do, man. But the economy is making a little progress, and I'm seeing younger brothers getting jobs. And for you cats there, man, you know, especially if you live in a project, man, you might want to try the New York City Housing Authority, man. You might want to go down there to 90 Church and fill out an application, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're from the project, you know what I'm saying? It's a place. If you're from the project, it's a job that you could do, because it's a job that's in the project. You know what I mean? So, you know, you might get a wild project, but, you know, it's a job that's in the project. You know what I mean? And it's a good job for young black brothers, man. It's a start, you know? You go there, get a job, and learn a few trades and learn a few things, take a few classes. You know, it's a city job, so they'll pay for classes for you to do for a few things. You know what I mean? And that's what's up. You got to do that, man. You know what I mean? So that's one outlet. You know, they also have the parks department, you know. They have a lot of things, man, but, you know, there's ways you can get jobs, man. There's ways you can get out there and do things, man, especially younger kids. When you real young, I'm talking about you cats that's like 15, 16, get out there and deliver some flowers, man. Go downtown to the stores, you know, in the stores, and go there and go in there, you know, can I get a job? And believe me, man, you make some change for delivering flowers, man. When you're 15 and 16, you get paid a week, and I delivered flowers for about 4 years of my life, man. I'm telling you, I used to get my little paycheck, but I used to make about, I could say about $100, $150 a day, man. That's real talk, deliver flowers. You know, and I was making big money, you know what I'm saying? Tax-free, $150 a day, a little kid, you know what I'm saying? And just running to the store and doing what I do, you know? But that's the way of life. That's the way life was back then. Kids don't think about that now. The only time kids you see out here trying to make a little money is when it's snow. They grab a shovel and they go try to shovel some snow. But when we was younger, we used to make money all type of ways. You know, packing bags in the supermarket seems obsolete right now. You know, you go to the supermarket nowadays, you got to pack your own bag. You know, this is what's going on now. I remember, you know, that was a regular thing, go to the supermarket and have somebody pack your bags, or you go there, and you know, I couldn't pack bags too good, so I did the other thing. I cheated. I went to the front of the line, and I unloaded your stuff off the cart to put it on the tray to get slid down to the cashier. But that wasn't the greatest hustle as packing the bag, because sometimes they'll run you out the store. Like, people like, I could put my own stuff on the track. But some, like, you know, you ran into a few older ladies and people that you could do it, and, you know, they give you a little dollar or something. That was for us brothers who couldn't really pack bags that good, you know, cause I would put the eggs and the bread and did a couple of middle things. I didn't have that packed bag thing. But I had some homeboys that could pack a bag real good. I mean, it's a superstar pack of bags, you know, like supermarket, like, you know, they was real pack bad dude, like the cashier, but like, no, he works for me. Yeah, that was back in the days. But I'm gonna get into some Joe Button, man. I'm gonna step it up a notch, man. You know, we're gonna come back and I'm gonna play a little commercial free music, man. Take out. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I might just do that now. I'm gonna give y'all a little 29, 30 minutes of some trade of music, man, and then I'm gonna come back. Nah, see, y'all saying y'all want more than that. Y'all saying you want more than just 30 minutes of straight up music. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give y'all an hour of straight up music before I go. How about that? I could do what I feel like, but I'm gonna do that for y'all. So let's get into it, y'all. Do radio. Get back a little.
Watching me. This one's for you. okay?
I don't know.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid, Bobby, Austin, Valentine, to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly, but surely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I told y'all I was going to give y'all like 50-something minutes of some non-stop joint. I just rocked real quick. I took it back. You know, earlier I was playing some new cats, but I brought a lot of old joints in here today, so I thought I'd do that, man, play some joints, man. You know, once again, you was listening to DJ Big Stu on the Zoned Out Wednesday with my man Will Porter, Lex Boogie, otherwise known as Lex Lear. You know what I'm saying? We did our thing today, like always, on BC Radio. You know you get a quality music, quality broadcasting right here. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Me and my man Drinks on Russ will be on the job with the, you know, Underground Showcase. We're going to do what we do. That's the show that we play a lot of underground joints up. You know, never know who's going to be on the show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to that. We'll be on 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. And then Friday, ladies' night, once again, with You Know Who, Kay Nicole. Always got the hot topics for you. Saturday, Hot Talk, banging with me and the Kappa. And then again, my man Drinks on Russ with me on the Wheels of Steel, 10 p.m., 1 p.m. Sunday nights. All right? So, yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm going to play a little bit more music before I break out. But I just want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in on a Zoned Out night. And it turned out to be a Justice night. Long live Trayvon. I see everybody on Facebook throwing up their love and showing their love. That's what's up, man. Let's keep it going. We can't stop the fight. Make sure y'all get out there and vote this November 2012. Because that's the only way we're going to make a difference. Peace out.
gone.